Kerry County Board of the GEA have launched a High Court challenge over the Justice Minister's refusal to include it in its application for inclusion in the now-defunct Immigrant Investor Programme. The County Board is claiming the refusal to include it in the scheme, where non-European Economic Area citizens who invest in certain programmes in this country were given visas allowing them to reside in Ireland, that it will result in the potential loss of at least €27 million in donations. Now, Kerry J is saying the money is already committed towards the redevelopment of Fitzgerald Stadium here in Killarney. It further claims an additional €11.6 million of new donations that Kerry J has identified have also been placed in jeopardy by the Minister's decision. The investor programme, which is also known as the Golden Visa Scheme, was scrapped in February of last year, and Kerry J's judicial review action is one of several similar actions brought by voluntary bodies that are pleading before the court. Now, with me on the line to talk a bit more about this programme and about what it means and how it's set up is Jonathan Keane, who's business correspondent with The Currency. Jonathan, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme this morning.
Morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Now, what is this programme? Is it your golden ticket to a visa if you have enough money? Is that it in its purest form?
I think if you ask some people, that's what they'll say, certainly. I mean, to your point, it's for investors who are outside of the European Economic Area could invest in Ireland and get a visa, basically a residence, right to reside in Ireland in response to that investment. It was set up in 2012 during the kind of throes of the recession as a means to kind of stimulate some more foreign investment into Ireland. So it was set up with a very specific purpose in mind. And if you ask, Simon Harris, who was a Justice Minister at the time when they shut down the programme last year, it served that purpose. It raised well over €1 billion euro of investments into the country. But as you mentioned, as the name suggests, golden visas, it doesn't sound terribly positive. These kind of schemes around Europe have gained a lot of criticism over the years over exactly who the investors are, where the money is coming from, what kind of checks are done on it. So it got to a point where Ireland and as well as several other countries shut down their programmes last year.
That's kind of where the concerns are prompted, because was it a question of individuals from countries such as China and Russia taking advantage of this to buy citizenship in other nations, or particularly in Ireland, I guess?
It certainly gained a lot more attention after the Russian invasion of Ukraine in 2022, when sanctions were placed on Russia and wealthy Russian individuals that were tied to the Putin regime. There was obviously a lot of questions about Russian money, where it's coming from, where it's going. So golden visa programs, just to clarify, there wouldn't be citizenship given, but it would be a visa, a residency perhaps in the country involved. So there are a lot of questions about where exactly the Russian money would have been coming and going from. Golden visa programs might be one avenue to move money into legitimate investments.
You were talking with Jonathan Keane, business correspondent of The Currency, about the Immigrant Investor Programme. Apologies, Jonathan, we lost connection there, but you were talking about this programme and kind of how it works.
That's right, yeah. I was just mentioning that after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, there was a lot more attention on these types of programmes and who exactly invests in them, given there was a lot of attention on Russian money, where it kind of flows, where it's coming from. So that kind of built up in the kind of months and year or so after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which led to the shuttering of a lot of these programmes in different EU countries, Ireland being one of them, shutting down in February of last year.
Yeah, so Kerry County Board are only one of a number of organisations. I know small and medium enterprises and different businesses have been complaining as well that this closing this off, or maybe the way it's being done, will lead to problems for them getting investments into their business. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, the Kerry GAA example is one of kind of more bigger examples there of 27 million, they say, is at risk of this scheme. But there's several examples around the country, just of SMEs that I've spoken to over the last few months even, that are concerned about the applications that they put in, say, just before the programme was shut down. They're waiting for approval of those programmes or updates that how the programme's going to work. And they're relatively smaller amounts of money compared to this 27 million from the Kerry GAA, but it could be a couple of hundred grand here and there that is very important to these SMEs going to get their projects up and running. So there is certainly a lot of consternation about how the program is being shut down. It's not going to be a quick procedure. It's going to take a few years by the sounds of things.
Yeah, it's going to be wound down. And look, it's not all Russian and Chinese money. It's also American money, which the Kerry County Board have been very good, very successful at getting investments from that part of the world for its projects. And that's where their primary concern would come from, I'd imagine.
That's right. I mean, we kind of focused in on the Russian example there. I mean, it's important to point out that actually most of the applications for IIP funding in Ireland over the last decade or so was actually from Chinese investors. But to your point as well, American investors as well, it was open to anyone from outside of the European Economic Area. So American investors were perfectly welcome to use the program as well if they wanted to invest in something like Fitzgerald Stadium.
Yeah, and Jonathan, we've seen, I suppose, large amounts of money involved here, and as Kerry County Board said, 27 million. This is worth the fight, isn't it, before the court? Because this is big money on the line, and even smaller money for SMEs, it's worth going legal to try and at least challenge the decision that Kerry County Board said is unfair.
I think in the case of Kerry GAA, I mean, just given the very large sum of money involved, to your point, in their view, it'd be worth fighting for. But, you know, for many SMEs that maybe are looking for smaller amounts of money to a scheme, you know, maybe going to the courts is going to be too costly for them as well. So some organisations will have the wherewithal to go to the courts, others not so much.
And will there be an element here of watching and waiting? I suppose these various legal challenges, what implications they will have for the overall length of time or inclusion in the wind down of the scheme before it's phased out totally?
I imagine there'll be a lot of people watching the Kerry GAA case very, very closely to see how that pans out. That could open the gates perhaps for other organisations to take similar actions if they see the Kerry GAA is getting some headway or successful in their bid in the High Court. So I think the Kerry GAA case would be kind of a bellwether of sorts for maybe how others might challenge IIP in the future.
Okay, Jonathan, listen, thanks for taking us through that and talking about the scheme and how it works, and we'll watch and wait and see what happens with that one. But thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thanks, Jerry.